Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Tmura, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah starts being learned Mischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechet Avayin Ruziv Kogon Bikarav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Kol Asur Nagam Mizbeach, anything which is Asur to be put on the Mizbeach, as we discussed previously, all these different animals are not allowed to be Karbonos. So Vlad Sein Mutarin, any children born to these animals are Mutar. However, Vlad Trefa, what about the child born to an animal that's a Trefa? So Belezer and Belezer says Loikar Vagam Mizbeach, it's not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Whereas Bechamim Yikrav Chamsei is allowed to, and their argument is where the baby is considered to be part of the mother, and if it is, then since the mother is a treifa, so the baby's a treifa as well. Whereas again, the Chachamim argue with that. He says another thing regarding a treifa, a kosher, perfectly fine animal that nursed from a treifa, it's possible to be on the mizbeach at least for the next 24 hours. That's because its sustenance is from this problematic milk, and so we'd have to wait at least 24 hours until that milk goes out of its system, or only then it'd be allowed to be brought. Lastly, says the Mishnah, called contribution as a treifa, any animals, any kachim that were designated to mizbeach that became a treifa, ain't poydenai son, they're not allowed to be redeemed. You can't transfer their kedusha onto money. Why is that? She ain't paidim as a kachim lachin leklavim. We're not allowed to redeem kachim just in order to be able to feed it to dogs. Very often, when kachim becomes pasul, that's an issue that it can't be brought on the mizbeach. For example, it gets a mum, it breaks its leg or something like that, so it can't be brought on the mizbeach as a karbon, but it's still allowed to be eaten by a regular person, and therefore we could be paid it. We could redeem or transfer its kedusha onto money. But over here, a treifa is not allowed to be eaten. The only thing we could do is give it to dogs. And there's a din that we're not paid the hektish just to give that hektish animal to dogs. Therefore, we can't be paid this animal, which is a treifa. Moving on to Parak Zion, we continue with this theme. Yash b'kachim mizbeach, masha'im b'kachim b'adik habayis, yash b'kachim b'adik habayis, masha'im b'kachim mizbeach. There's certain chumras that we find with kachim mizbeach, animals that are dedicated to be karbanas, and we do not find these chumras with kachim b'adik habayis. That's something that's just donated to the Beis HaMikdash. For example, an animal that's donated to be used for the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, there's certain chumras that we find b'kachim mizbeach over b'adik habayis, and the other way around as well, there's certain chumras that we find b'kachim b'adik habayis over kachim mizbeach. So we discuss the first one first. Shekachim mizbeach isin tamura. Some of its kachim mizbeach, it could affect timura, as we learned about this whole masechta. It won't be chayef for pigle nicer tamei. Pigle is when the carbon is shechted, when intention that something is going to be eaten beyond the time it's allowed to. Nicer is when the meat is actually left over beyond the time it's allowed to be eaten. Tamei means if a person's tamei, he's not allowed to eat kachim. And all these are very chamer, but they only apply to kachim mizbeach. Also, vladim chalavan asr l'achar pidyanom, even if kachim mizbeach become pasul for mizbeach, and then we redeem them, which answers the kedusha onto money. Still, the animal retains some sort of kedusha to it, to the extent that the child and its milk is not to be eaten like regular. And v'hashoich nabachutz, if someone shechts his kachim mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash chayiv, he'd be chayiv for that. That's a chiv karis. It's very chamer. And also ve'ein nasim mehem l'uman b'scharon, any craftsmen that come to the Beis HaMikdash to do work and now they need to get paid, we're not allowed to pay them with kachim mizbeach. Mashe inki b'kachim b'adik habayis. This does not apply. Meaning none of these things that we mentioned apply to kachim b'adik habayis. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss these differences. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.